Welcome back to the second half of The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. It was on September the 5th that the San Antonio City Council passed the expanded non-discrimination ordinance that included the protections for the LGBT community. But you would think it was just yesterday, by the way some groups are acting. They continue to lash out at local politicians with recall drives, and opponents to the LGBT community is also using the process to file ethics complaints against some of those group that community supporters. Mary Tuma investigates that and writes about it in the current San Antonio's weekly alternative newspaper. Mary, welcome to The Source.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So if you want to join the conversation, we'd like to hear from you. Call us at 614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email your questions and comments to thesource at tpr.org or go to the comments section on our website at tpr.org. So, Mary, what is the group that is filing these ethics complaints?
Well, the group here is called the Texas Ethics Advisory Board, and it really should...
That's confusing because there is an actual Texas Ethics Advisory Board, but that's not this group.
That's right. There is actually a Texas Ethics Commission, and that is the state agency that regulates, you know, election law, enforces election law, and campaign finance. So, you know, on its face, as you rightly point out, the name is a little misleading, one could argue.
Yeah, well, I would think that's, you know, not much of an argument. It's pretty right there. It's pretty confusing. So the group is called Texas Ethics Advisory Board. It's a political action committee. And what are they doing here?
Well, they're targeting the Stonewall Democrats, the local Stonewall Democrats, as it's a national group, so the localized version. And they are an LGBT advocacy group. And they have supported the LGBT non-discrimination ordinance, which, as you mentioned, passed September 5th. Now, they're targeting the Stonewall Democrats for campaign finance law violation. So there's about three major complaints that they've lodged with the Stonewall Democrats. And the Stonewall group have come out and said that they are all baseless.
But this is a pattern of behavior for the Texas Ethics Advisory Board. They have done this before. Tell me about that.
That's absolutely correct. They have a long history of going after progressive and leftist candidates and groups. Now, you know, on its face, as we mentioned, the name is sort of benign, and they themselves you know, I interviewed Jim Doyle, who lodged the complaint, and you know, at first it's hard to discern, you know, who they're going after, and it's not very overt. But the more you examine who they've targeted, it becomes clear, as you said, there's a definite pattern. They've actually gone after our own city council earlier this year. They started investigating them after learning they had passed a domestic partnership benefit ordinance for city employees.
And so what was that complaint?
There were about 1,000 of those.
Wait, 1,000? Is that an exaggeration?
It could be. That's what they say. They say 200. They think they said 200 each for the mayor and one of the council members.
And so they file these ethics complaints. At least over 100 for 1,000 seems hard for me to wrap my mind around that they actually did all that. But if it's like at even near that or half that or even it's 100, right, that's quite a bit. And they file these with the actual Ethics Commission in Austin.
That's right. That's absolutely right. And you know, it's difficult to actually get a total of how many they've lodged because state confidentiality laws prevent that kind of information from being public. But once those complaints are, you know, deemed valid and there is a violation, that shows up as public information. So as of right now, we don't see any violations with the the San Antonio City Council as of right now, according to...
But they've also filed them against Austin and Dallas?
That's right. So talking about that pattern, they've gone after the Austin City Council when they decided to boycott business with Arizona after Arizona passed their infamous anti-immigration law. And they've gone after Planned Parenthood for their anti-abortion views. So once again, that pattern of going after, you know, leftist groups and progressive organizations and things like that, it seems pretty clear that that's sort of their underlying mission.
And have they had any success? Have they found something that needed to be addressed and that everyone else missed? And, you know, actually they're... These aren't just all harassment allegations and charges, but they are finding malfeasance.
Yeah, they have Jim Doyle, once again, who I spoke with, estimates that 90% of their complaints result in a fine or at least a slap on the wrist. He says they have.
He's a 90% success rate in getting some sort of reaction.
For instance, Representative Rob Eisler of the Woodlands actually, I think, was fined upwards of $10,000 or something like that, and he is a Republican. They've also gone after Speaker Joe Strauss. But it also should be noted at the same time, it happens that both men have been come under criticism for not being conservative enough in the legislative sphere. So to answer your question, they've had some success. Their fine violations go from $1,000 to $10,000. But I think to further answer the question, it's really quite honorable to have a group that watchdogs campaign finance and watchdogs, political candidates, and that's a very valuable public service, but it just needs to be done in a transparent way in terms of what their motivations are and where their ideological compass lies.
Yeah, well, what are the San Antonio Stonewall Democrats saying? Are they feeling that they are they welcome this policing of their campaign efforts, or are they saying this is bogus and these people are abusing the process?
Well, they're actually kind of saying both, a little bit of both, I suppose. I spoke with Elena Guajardo, who was the first openly gay city council member, and she's a former city council member, and she's a big proponent of ethics and transparency and accountability, and she says, look, we completely welcome these, alleged violations. We'll get the paperwork sent in. But at the same time, if you very briefly examine what their past, patterns are, it's clear why they're going after us, she says.
Okay. All right. We're going to continue the conversation. We're talking. If you want to join, the phone number is 614-8980, 614-8980. We're talking with Mary Tuma. She is a reporter for The Current, San Antonio's weekly alternative newspaper. She's written about a group that is called the Texas Ethics Advisory Board, a political action committee that has been filing a whole lot of ethics complaints against groups and individuals that they have problems with, mainly having to do with the LGBT community, not just in San Antonio, but Austin and in Dallas. We invite your phone calls. Again, that number is 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. We'll be right back. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about the Texas Ethics Advisory Board. If that sounds official, like some state agency, well, it's not. It's actually a political action committee that is targeting left groups, progressive groups, and politicians, mainly here in San Antonio, also in Austin and Dallas. And they're reacting to the passage, the September 5th passage of the San Antonio City Council expansion of the non-discrimination ordinance. And writing about that is Mary Tuma. She is a reporter for The Current, San Antonio's weekly alternative newspaper. Mary, so you found that this group has been filing all sorts of complaints, but they are definitely have a point of view, and specifically they have come out really a hard line saying against that they are against the LGBT community. What are they saying about that?
Right. I spoke with Jim Doyle, who lodged this complaint against the LGBT group. And, you know, after having a conversation with him and, you know, asking again and again and trying to understand why he filed this complaint, it became clear he has sort of a personal problem with the LGBT community, saying homosexuals are, you know, too united and that's unfair to, you know, average Joe who doesn't belong to a larger organization. You know, ironically, he belongs to an organization that goes after groups that don't align with his beliefs. You know, and he says some harsh things about the LGBT community. And I also asked him, you know, who are you going to go after next? And he very bluntly said different ethnic groups that want to influence people. So, you know, you have there laid out pretty clearly what their motivations are. And at one point, I was remiss to not point out, he said the LGBT community is united in such a way that it's almost a conspiracy to impose their will politically on society. So, once again, that's their ideological stance, and it's certainly a reactionary measure motivated by ideology.
If you want to join the conversation, please give us a call. The number is 614-8980, 614-8980. So, Mary, are they deliberately trying to intimidate and harass or annoy politicians? Have they come out and said, this is what we're going to do? Because, I mean, they're not breaking any laws. They may be just being aggressive in this one fashion.
Right. And that's true. I mean, at the least, they're annoying people. At the least, they're taking up people's time and energy. At the worst, perhaps, you know, one could argue that they're kind of, you know, imposing their own chilling effect on people that don't align with, you know, their beliefs, right? So you have the sort of effect of people watching their back. So, you know, are we going to get a campaign finance violation letter from, you know, this group? So, you know, is that helpful to democracy? You know, one could argue it, I suppose, both ways.
Well, you know, I'm a person who have gone through a lot of campaign documents over my career, and I've seen, you know, some pretty sloppy paperwork, and that's just kind of the par for the course. It's really, and so some of these complaints just seem to be just pointing out the obvious. If someone wrote something in the wrong box, is that really worth trying to send a complaint to Austin? Usually other politicians see that in other politicians' paperwork, and they don't bother with, because it's just it's not a significant violation when you can see the intent of the person who is filling out the paperwork. But, you know, is this an abuse, or are they just using the existing system as it exists to police the campaign and the money system? We worry about too much money in politics. I certainly would hate to weaken any tools that we have available to us to monitor where the money is.
And before I answer that question, I would just go back and reiterate your point about campaign finance documents. The man that lodged this allegation even admitted that these problems weren't very significant. And Elena Guajardo with the Stonewall Democrats has said, one of the things that they pointed out was the profession and the occupation were in different boxes. So it was, you know, arguably trivial. But as for your question, I think that's a really great way to put it. I think they are using the tools in their arsenal, afforded by the system. I would say they need to be fully transparent when they send out a message saying that they have gone after this group. They should explicitly say why they're doing it and not make, glide under any pretense or guise or masquerade as a, state agency, as a neutral watchdog. They should be as transparent as they want political candidates to be.
All right, let's go to the phones. The number is 614-8980. Martin is on the line. Martin, welcome to The Source.
Hey, I had one joking comment about the acronym, the TEAB. If you just added AGS, it would make a nice little Tea Party joking reference towards them. I'm also a little dismayed that your speakers mentioned that they have 10% of claims are not successful, and it seems unfair that there's no recourse for those 10% of people that, you know, may have had these ethics claims against them, and then it's totally bogus. So it just, I don't know really what to say. This group just seems very, very frustrating, and does seem like an arm of the Tea Party in one way or the other.
Okay, all right, Martin, thank you for that call. And are they an arm or affiliated with the Tea Party?
They are Tea Party activists.
So they, and that's out in the open, and they say they're Tea Party,
yes.
And this is what they're all about.
Yes.
But, you know, and we know the Tea Party, and they're ultra-conservative. So generally they like to, supposedly T stands for taxed enough already and supposed to be concerned with issues of taxing and revenue and balanced budgets. But I guess this shows you that they're also involved in social conservative issues. What happens? I mean, you don't have to pay any money to file a complaint, right? It's just a free charge.
I don't believe so, but don't quote me on that.
Well, I mean, I think if it's free, you know, and you can file 1,000 complaints, it kind of encourages the system to do that. But if it was just a dollar or two, then that might be a reform that wouldn't have the effect of being able to stop individuals from, it's a nominal fee. And then if you filed 1,000 of them, then suddenly you're talking about a significant charge. Okay, yeah. Let's go back to the callers. Jared is on the line. Jared, welcome to The Source.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I just have found the whole conversation I've caught up the last half hour in the sense that it just seems like this is politics being politics. There's going to be organizations on both sides that are going to basically abuse the rules and regulations to try to weaken the other side, and this one happens to be a conservative group, but, you know, there's liberal groups that do the same thing. I mean, I work in the government. I'm in the military, and you wouldn't believe the paperwork and the red tape that we have to go through to try to do things, and, you know, it's always like you got to keep things on the up and up and clean as you can be because somebody's going to audit you and that doesn't agree with your views, and, you know, it's just part of doing business. I mean, I think really the truth of the matter is the way to solve that is to reform this, you know, the system and how things are regulated, but you can't really complain that you don't like how the rules are being played when, you know, they're just playing by the rules, whether we like them or not. Then if we don't like how the game's played, then change the rules.
But then there's good faith and bad faith efforts to play by the rules.
Yes, of course. But the thing is that this happens on both sides, and this happens to be one political action committee or group that does this on the right, and I'm sure there's action groups on the left that do the same. And the problem is that we're kind of going tit for tat about these nuances and details. Well, in reality, then we ought to change the rules and change the game then if we don't like how the outcomes are.
Right, or we can just accept it that this is just part of the, if we're going to have a free and open society, we're going to have these types of rules,
right.
Then we're going to have to deal with these sometimes annoyances.
Yep. I mean, I deal with, you know, good soldiers that get injured in battle, and they have legitimate injuries and things that, you know, they deserve compensation and help and assistance for. And then I also deal with soldiers that, you know, you can see they're gaming the system and they're playing the system, and that's just, it's unfortunate, but it is, you know, the reality that we live in, unfortunately. And I'm not going to penalize the people that are playing by the rules and that are, you know, serving their country dutifully and doing all the right things. And I'm not going to penalize them because there's a certain group or small subset of people that abuse the system, you know. And
all right, Jared.
I'd like to improve the system, but it's hard.
Thank you for your call, Jared. Appreciate it, and thanks for having a great attitude about that. So, but is Jared correct? Are there left-wing groups that are also trolling the system, looking for these little errors in campaign finance reports and filing complaints in bulk?
You know, I'm not going to say there's not. I'm sure they are out there. The only concern here is that just be transparent. If you're a left-wing group, say it's because I'm a left-wing group and I don't like what this organization or political candidate has done, and that's why I'm going after them. It's just a matter of transparency and being, you know, honest about your actions.
I can't think of any groups from the left that are, or any progressive groups that are doing that type of action. You know, there's groups like Progress Texas and lots of Texas groups, watchdog groups, but they trade on their credibility, and that's important to them. And if they were to file, you know, troll the system in this fashion, then their credibility would be trashed.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
they wouldn't have been able, you know, then I wouldn't bother with them to try and get information for covering of stories and what have you.
Yeah.
And it's, so real quickly, the phone number, if you want to jump in on the tail end of this conversation, 614-8980. Any last words on where is this investigation going? Or do you think reforms will come from it?
You know, time will only tell. Stonewall Democrats are very confident none of these will result in a violation. But this, I'm sure, is not the last we've seen of the Ethics Advisory Board.
And also other people who are still opposed to the non-discrimination ordinance. We've got recall efforts still underway.
Yeah.
They still might be able to get enough signatures to make that happen.
Yeah.
All right. This is The Source on KSTX. I want to thank Mary Tuma. Her article is in the current issue that is out today. Appreciate for coming up and joining us.
Thank
on
you
the,
so much for having me.
And thanks for tuning in to The Source. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. David Martin Davies is executive producer and host. Paul Flav is the show's producer. Management and oversight comes from VP of Programming Wayne Coble. Chris Udaly is the TPR web editor. Support for The Source comes from the contributors to the Community Engagement Fund, including the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.